Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Jesus said, "In those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learns its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake. For you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. For those of you who are confused, it is that time of year when we restart the liturgical calendar. The church year always begins with the first Sunday of Advent, which, of course, is today. And Advent is a time where we sit in anticipation. For many of us, it is the anticipation of Christmas parties or time with family, the secular New Year, and of course, Christmas. But more than just being a prequel to Christmas, we spend this time being in the anticipation of the coming of Jesus Christ. And to that end, what's interesting is we actually begin the church year by looking at texts of visions of the coming of Christ. And we are told in our waiting to keep awake. And I'm sure you have all heard it before, those doomsday preachers calling out for you to fix your life this very instant, because the world is ending now. That you need to get your life in order today because the sky is indeed falling upon us. And this isn't a new claim either. That's what many who lived during Jesus' life or shortly after believed as well. See, it's believed that when Paul wrote his letters to the church in Corinth, he wrote it with the expectation that truly Jesus was coming back soon and very, very soon. And we have somehow, in all this time, still built up this expectation that we can predict the end times by looking at the world around us. That because there is a volcano eruption or floods or a global pandemic, or maybe you just have a really bad headache one day, that it means that the end of the world is coming. That the very next day, Jesus is going to come in riding on a cloud, shining like the sun at the trumpet sound. But folks, I have to tell you, I am not yet 30 years old, and I cannot tell you how many times I have faced the end of the world. End of the world, right? And you know, maybe they're right. Maybe those doomsday preachers know something that I don't. But here's what I do know. I know that we are all waiting for something. And having worked as a hospital chaplain, I can tell you with certainty that it is often the waiting that is the hardest part. Because it is in the waiting that we are forced to give up control. Control that so many of us have a hard time with relinquishing. We are forced to sit in this uncertainty and live into the anticipation of the hope that is coming, because we are indeed promised that there is hope at the end of all of our waiting. The hope that we are promised is a God made flesh in the form of what? A fragile infant child who grew up to speak of peace. And who could have predicted such a thing? For when people were expecting a God king with sword and armies, they instead got a baby that would grow up in a fairly mundane way to experience all the things that you and I have experienced. So no, we cannot predict the coming of Jesus Christ. Not the time, for we are told to be ready, for it could be evening or midnight or cock crow or dawn, which pretty much covers it all. And not the place either, for angels will be sent out to the four winds, which again pretty much covers it all. You see, whenever we seem to think that we have all the answers, it is then that God reminds us again that it is God alone that has the power to change everything. God alone is the one who is making all things new, and it is God alone that is at work in you for a new creation. So, instead of sitting around plotting together what the next coming of Christ is going to look like, we could instead live into the hope that Jesus says we are not forever alone. Even in our anticipation, when God seems so far away, like Jesus is never going to come, we are reminded of a God who says, "I am the potter and you are the clay." God is still forming us into who God is creating us to be. God is still forming you. We are called in our waiting to continue to be changed by what God is doing now. Anticipation and hope for the future, it does not mean that the present does not exist, because there is still work to be done now. There is still real pain that we are called to heal as disciples of the great healer, even when God can feel so far away. It is in these moments where love can be felt. It is in these moments of healing, in forgiveness, in love, when God is closest. This small child that we celebrate in just a few weeks, it is the very same one that pulls you close into an intimate relationship and calls you beloved through his own death and resurrection. Who has looked upon this world and in saying it is finished has also said, "With you I am not yet finished." The cross, the resurrection, those things that we celebrate, they aren't about some far off distant future, but today, but always. Jesus has looked upon you in favor and has said that your sins are indeed forgiven. And when we call out, "Restore us, O God of hosts, let your face shine upon us and we shall be saved," God does that. Even when all seems so far away, or when God feels distant In the darkness of the winter, God has not given up on us, even when we can't perceive it. So as we continue to wait, it is the Holy Spirit that continues to go with us to the end of all age. For when heaven and earth pass away, this will remain. It is the same Holy Spirit that continues to be our breath of life, that leads us into new and sometimes even exciting things. So I urge you, dear ones, stay awake. Otherwise, you may just miss what God is doing. Amen. Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.